somebody driving north in Michigan through St. John's over the last year or two, you couldn't help but notice this giant development going on. I mean, giant development. And I was asking, I said, Ivy, I said, what's going on there? We weren't sure. And then we learned it's a giant dairy operation. And in fact, looking at the numbers here, they're going to be making cheese there, a lot of it. They're going to need a lot of help, too. 800,000 pounds of cheddar cheese a day. A day. We must eat a lot of cheese in America. But my next guest here to start out, Rich Studley, the President and Chief Executive Officer of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, here to join us for the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, the Michigan Chamber Business Brief. Rich, welcome to it on a Monday.
Good morning, Steve. How about some good news for a change?
It is good news, and 800,000 pounds of cheese per day. There's a joke or two in there, but that's a lot, and they need a lot of help. And the good news is there are jobs to be had, correct?
That's correct. For years and years now, Michigan's three leading industries have been manufacturing, travel and tourism, and agriculture. And in between manufacturing and agriculture, there is a large and growing sector that we usually refer to as agribusiness. Until the past few years, we would grow a lot of fruits and vegetables in our state and livestock, both beef and dairy cattle, but there weren't a lot of processing facilities. And you're right, Steve, I would encourage your listeners, if you travel north on 127, as the highway starts to curve around St. John's, look south and you can see a giant construction project that has been announced. It is a $555 million dairy operation that will be hiring 290 people in the St. John's area north of Lansing. That's great news for job creation and economic development.
Yes.
The lead company is a company called Glanbia. It's an Irish food and nutrition company, an international company that has made the decision to invest in mid-Michigan, and they have plans for a $470 million cheese plant. The project also includes an adjacent facility belonging to Proliant Dairy Ingredients. That's another $85 million investment. And that facility will process about 50% of the milk in Michigan when it's up and running. It's just an amazing investment in jobs. As you said earlier, when they're in full operation, 800,000 pounds of cheese, but more importantly, great jobs, good jobs with competitive wage benefits for 290 Michigan residents.
That is good news. Rich Studley here from the Michigan Chamber. And as you drive by, you see these giant stainless steel silos. And so you see this facility that it's monumental in size. And it looks like it's state-of-the-art, first-class. In fact, I think it'll be the biggest food processing plant in Michigan, in the entire state when it's complete, if I'm not mistaken.
It'll be one of the largest industrial processing, food processing plants in the state. I misspoke earlier. They'll capture about 20% of Michigan's milk production. They'll operate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And Steve, people wonder sometimes about good jobs. The job openings that will be created in the St. John's area include business administration, human resources, finance, quality, engineering, mechanical, environmental, logistics, warehousing, purchasing, production, operator positions. And in fact, there'll be a jobs fair tomorrow afternoon in the St. John's area. And you can learn more about these job opportunities at careers.glanbia.com. I think it's really positive news. Sometimes if you listen only to the Washington Press Corps or the doomsday people in the environmental movement, you would think the country and our state are going to hell in a handbasket. This is a great example of private sector investment in our state, supported with cooperative local government officials, state government officials, and economic development officials. It's just great good news for Michigan as we go forward.
Rich Studley here, the CEO and president of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. I think it's bigger than that, Rich, and help me with this, because it's not just an investment in Michigan. It's not just a chance that the supply of milk is going to be under great demand in Michigan, which is good news for the dairy farmers of Michigan, but it's an investment from an international firm. It's an Irish food giant, Glanbia is, and so it's international investment in Michigan, in the United States, correct?
Correct. It's a vote of confidence, not just in the United States, but in Michigan. I've learned a little bit about Glanbia over the past few weeks. They have two other facilities like this in other states. It's their first major investment in the Midwest. They could have located this plant in Wisconsin or Indiana or Illinois or Ohio. They chose Michigan because we're a welcoming state that's open for business. They also chose Michigan because they believe that they can and will be able to create 290 new jobs and hire all of those people locally.
And as you pointed out, Rich, and I think this is important, Rich Studley here with us, they're not just jobs. These are career opportunities in HR, in engineering, in environmental safety, in all of these different departments of this big operation. These are real careers, real opportunities.
The wages and benefits paid will be very competitive in the marketplace. And a key point here, Steve, as we've talked about closing the skills gap, many of these great jobs will require some additional training, but they will not require a college degree. This is an extraordinary opportunity for Michiganders.
Absolutely. All right. So the job fair is tomorrow. 290 people are needed to help on staff there at this plant in St. John's, Michigan. Tell the folks one more time, Rich, where the job fair, where they can find out more.
The jobs fair will be Tuesday, February 18th from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at AgroLiquid, 3055 M21 in St. John's. You can also learn more about the jobs fair online at careers.glanbia.com.
And what good news that is. Rich Studley, thank you for being here. More good news for the economy of Michigan and good news for the folks of St. John's as well. Great for the entire economy. Rich Studley, thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve. Working together, Michigan moving forward.
There you go. He is the president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber. He is Rich Studley. This is the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, the Michigan Chamber Business Brief, found here every Monday on the Steve Rivers Show. We'll be right back.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy, they do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.